This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Friday, the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier and ships from its strike group docked at a naval base in the southern port city of Busan, ahead of joint drills with South Korean forces. North Korea has denounced previous U.S. military deployments and joint drills as rehearsals for war and proof of hostile policies by Washington and Seoul. United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, talks Russia and their war in Ukraine on MSNBC as the world again hears President Putin threaten use of nuclear weapons.
We have isolated Russia in the United Nations, in the Security Council. We got 141 countries to vote to condemn Russia. We suspended them from the Human Rights Council. They hear every single time we're sitting in the council condemnation of what they are doing.
Dark money is a new topic this election cycle, but dark money has been around for a while. Dark money is primarily bankrolled by anonymous donations passed through nonprofits. In the senatorial race in Arizona, Democrat Senator Mark Kelly has said, undisclosed contributions are poisoning the American political system and drowning out the voices of everyday Arizonans, end quote. Federal Election Commission records show Somos PAC, considered dark money, has put over $337,000 into Mark Kelly's re-election campaign. After just hours of deliberations, a former North Texas police officer has been found not guilty of murder in the shooting death of a man in October of 2020. The trial of former Wolf City police officer Sean Lucas. The officer was arrested and charged after he shot and killed Jonathan Price, who was not following repeated instructions and resisted arrest. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Mississippi's former welfare director, John Davis, a key figure in Mississippi's welfare spending scandal, has pled guilty to federal fraud charges. Mr. Davis directed Mississippi's welfare agency when it assigned millions of dollars in welfare money to projects it probably should not have gone to. This includes a new volleyball facility requested by former NFL quarterback Brett Favre that benefited his volleyball-playing daughter and her school. Favre denies he knew where the money came from. An international flight coming into the United States has a passenger attacking a flight attendant.
There's outrage over an attack on a flight attendant. A passenger sucker punched the American Airlines crew member as the flight was midair from the Mexican beach town of Cabo to Los Angeles. In a statement, the union that represents flight attendants saying they want the passenger to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As President Biden is ordering 100% of Puerto Rico's hurricane damage to be financially covered over the next 30 days, the The U.S. territory can use all the help it can get. Puerto Rico continues to bounce from crisis to crisis. The territory and its 3 million residents are caught in a quagmire of financial and infrastructure challenges that includes a 41% poverty rate last year. 928,000 homes still have no power after the hurricane swamped the island nation with water and severe wind damage. USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We've got John Fleetwood with us. John is the managing editor for American Faith. Hey, John, how you doing? Oh, he's just coming in. Okay. All right. He's coming in through the slow door, but he'll be here. That's okay. And it was interesting that Joe Biden yesterday had said, hey, what is the GOP? You know, what are they selling, you know, for the midterm elections? What are they all about? I mean, what, is he not paying attention? It's pretty basic as to what he what they're selling and what they're proposing. And it's just the opposite of what the Democrats and what the Joe Biden administration is doing. And now all this has been laid out quite plainly with the new announcement from Leader McCarthy in his commitment to America. John is with us now. John, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Doing great.
Well, I think this is going to be a good day for Republicans, kind of bring them around a focused vision and an idea in much the same way that Newt Gingrich was able to do for the Republicans back then with the contract with America. And, you know, we've been saying this for a long time. You know, I don't understand why that format that Newt Gingrich worked so successfully so many years that Bill Clinton, you know, still very quietly thanks Newt Gingrich for, because Newt Gingrich, if the truth be known, saved his presidency, saved America, too. And because now we had a reason for both sides to come together. And it took, you know, the wisdom, if we can say this, of one Bill Clinton to realize that the era of big government was over. But, you know, but that didn't last long because here comes Barack Obama and he revived it. And, of course, Joe Biden is resuscitating it even more so. And for all that we've experienced, as I've said, experience defines preference. It's up to the American people now, having seen the Democrats time and again. I mean, the Democrats have declared who they are. There should be no confusion whatsoever what the Democratic Party is all about. It is about a one world government. It's about socialism. It is about the very things that you've been reporting on, for the last several years, John, in American Faith. And that is the Klaus Schwab doctrine that you will own nothing and you will like it, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, all roads. Lead to the World Economic Forum somehow. That's the top of all of this. Let me put it this way. Any organization you can name, like any big university, any big business, absolutely. Any big health industry, anything you can name, it ultimately gets back to the World Economic Forum. How? They're either officially partnered with the World Economic Forum, and you can go to the World Economic Forum, you can look at their partners page, and you can see you know, there's companies like Coca-Cola and Deutsche Bank and Bank of America and Apple. And, you know, they're all official partners on the World Economic Forum's website. So they're all, you know, it's out there in the open that all these companies are pushing this. You'll own nothing. You'll be happy. The U.S. will no longer be the world's leading superpower. We're going to push this climate change hoax, at least the way that these globalists and leftists push it. It's a complete hoax in the box that they push it. All that's for, that whole thing is just to give more money to China, more power to China, which also happens to be another major pillar of what the World Economic Forum wants to do. They want to partner with China. They want to enrich China. That's what Biden's, you know, his Build Back Better, all this ESG stuff going on. It's all to enrich China. The World Economic Forum.
John, but help the people understand, though, why China? Why do they want to subordinate all their power and everything to China?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, ultimately, we don't know. What they say is that we want to open up relations with China because they're starting to think more environmentally, but they're not thinking environmentally.
It's much more dangerous. It is to take away your God-given right and self-responsibility and authority. You know, Larry Fink from BlackRock and the rest of them, all these globalists, it's the corporatization of America. And you saw this clearly the other day. I don't know if you saw this, all the bank CEOs in front of Congress and the way they were how smug they were and everything. I mean, they have been, I don't know what you want to call it, China-pilled, blue-pilled, whatever. I mean, they're delusional. Our God-given rights and our responsibilities, and they want everything to go into, as Larry Fink says, all under one heading. You know, whether it's Klaus Schwab, but it all, you know, comes because if we are controlled by China, you don't have a say, John. You're a tool. Go ahead.
All of these banks, every single bank, this is what people have to understand. And I know your listeners, because every time I come on, I talk about this. They have to understand every single big bank, all of them, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Deutsche Bank, you name the bank. It's either officially partnered with this World Economic Forum pushing this globalism, or it's owned by an asset manager who is officially partnered with the World Economic Forum. That's how all of this is being orchestrated, because you look across the spectrum. Everything that's going on in politics right now, all these companies, they seem to be acting in, well, what they call lockstep with each other, with the Democratic platform, with this globalist platform. How is it all being orchestrated? And this is something you're not hearing from mainstream media. It's being controlled by the World Economic Forum. Why are we not hearing this from the mainstream media? Here's the reason. The reason is because CNN is ultimately owned by BlackRock, who's partnered with the World Economic Forum. Well, so is CBS, so is ABC, and so is Fox News. You name the major news company, including, as much as I love Tucker Carlson, he's been hit all of his monologues. He's been hitting it out of the park. Last night was fantastic, but unfortunately, Fox News is owned by News Corp, ultimately owned by BlackRock. They're avowed, Larry Fink, like you said, the CEO of BlackRock, he's an avowed globalist, and he is on the board of the World Economic Forum. So not only is BlackRock, who owns all of the media, who owns all of the food companies, who owns all of the banks, not only are they partnered with the World Economic Forum, but Larry Fink, the head of BlackRock, is on the board at the World Economic Forum. So that's the line of egress. If anybody wants to understand politics, geopolitics today, that's it. There is a push for globalism. There's a group of unelected elites who want to keep you poor. It's the road to serfdom, like Glenn Beck was talking about the other night. They want you to be poor. Exactly. They want you to eat bugs, for crying out loud, Bill. Like, that's what's going on here. It all goes back to the World Economic Forum, this great reset.
Well, this is where we are right now. The midterms were, what, about 45 days, 40-some days away from the midterms. This is the line in the sand here. If you're going to take back this country, you have got to come out like you've never come out before and vote.
Amen.
Your vote counts, and then you've got to be vigilant to make sure. And I would say, and I agree with what others are saying, is that if you vote, go to a polling station. Present your ballot right there as opposed to mail-in. I understand the convenience of mail-in, but we need a lot of people, an inordinate number of people to come in and cast their vote at the polling stations. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
It's always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Back o'clock, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. If you're hearing the show over the weekend, we're grateful to our weekend network that carries a replay of the show. We welcome you and remind you that we air live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You can go to BillMartinezShow.com for all the details. John Fleetwood is with us, the managing editor for American Faith. John, I wanted you to summarize what we talked about in the first segment as we had to go to break here. And, you know, to kind of lay this out so people understand, because what we're talking about, the mainstream media doesn't want to report on it because they're captured. They are captured by the Black Rocks, the State Streets, and the Vanguards, as you've been reporting on. And they're so beholden to them that it is at our expense. You know, we grew up thinking we could trust the mainstream media. Well, more and more we realize we can't, because they have been, you know, bought and sold, and they keep getting caught in lies like the FBI and the other institutions of our government. And so there needs to be a major house cleaning and a major, I don't know if I can say it and put it in these terms, and I don't mean to disturb anybody's dainty sensitivities. It's like we need a moral, you know, some sense of moral enema, you know, that we just got to get all this crud out of us to where we can, you know, have a do-over. And of course, we know that if I can, you know, on the other hand, you know, I'm talking about enemas and then I talk about God, but, you know, God, that's what we need. We need a time of repentance to where we can come together and say, hey, look at, how are we doing here? And just kind of as a sidebar, and I shared with our audience the other day, I saw this new documentary on Mother Teresa. You've got to see this, John. And I highly recommend it to everybody. She had such a genuine spirit of love, and how she touched so many people around the world. I mean, there is a reason that she was so, so effective. You know, God had definitely lifted her up and called her into this ministry. And she did so at a cost. She put it all on the line to love, as she said, to love until it hurts. That's what she told all the sisters. You keep loving until it hurts. Here's this celebrated individual that even before she was canonized as a saint, people looked upon her as a saint because of the love of God that she poured out to people. She said she looked at each one, and the ones that she looked at and worked with was, as God declared to her, the poorest of the poor. You know, the ones that were cast out in the street that didn't matter, you know, kids that had been abandoned because they were disabled, people with leprosy, people that were dying. And she believed that everybody should die with dignity, because she said when she looked in the face of each individual, she saw the face of Jesus. I mean, and one of the other things, too, that was striking for me, John, is that the people would say that when she went into these different homes, which she would later call, you know, temples, she looked at them and said, these were where they were housing these people who were sick and the homeless and that sort of thing. You know, her first stop when she went into these facilities, you know where it was? She'd go straight to the bathroom. And it wasn't going to the bathroom to go to the bathroom. She went to the bathroom because she knew that was the place that needed cleaning the most. And so as an act of humility and an example to others, I mean, you come away from this movie and appreciating her love of man to such a degree. I'll tell you, it is it's encouraging. It's challenging and it's transforming as well. It's a powerful documentary. I highly recommend it. It's about Mother Teresa. You can check it out. It's going to be a Fathom event. I think it comes out in October 3rd and 4th, two nights, Fathom event.
Well, and then awesome. contrast the actions of someone like her. I mean, she went and spread the gospel and then put her money where her mouth was. I mean, she talked about humility and love, and then there she is in the way that you just described. She's actually doing it. And you can just, I contrast that with our politicians. They'll say one thing, they'll do a completely different thing. And in fact, Mother Teresa went around and sowed love and graciousness and humility and unity. I mean, look at what Biden's doing. I mean, he's even contrary to his own administration, he's going around fomenting war. He's going around spreading the seeds of war. He said the other day, that if China and Taiwan got into an altercation, that we would send our troops over there to defend Taiwan. Now, regardless of how you feel about that situation, look, this president is a president of war. I thought the Democrats were the party of make love, not war. But they've all of a sudden turned into this massive war machine. It boggles my mind. Well, it makes sense to me because I know that they're getting paid by the military-industrial complex.
It's the ties that bind, John, like you say. And they all go through BlackRock State Street Vanguard. You know, so here they are. They're all well connected. And as we were saying earlier, they're so beholden to the money because, unfortunately, that's the way our government operates and that's the way elected officials. It's so costly anymore to get elected into office. The kind of millions upon millions of dollars that are being poured out there for a job that gets you, what, $170,000 a year? You're going to spend all those kinds of millions of dollars?
They're in our ranks, too, Bill. This is what people don't get. It's not the Republicans versus the Democrats. The Democrats are bad, but they're not the real problem. The real problem is globalism, because globalism is playing both hands. Globalism has gotten its tentacles into, of course, the Democratic Party, because globalism is very communistic and socialistic and fascistic, so of course the Democrats are going to be doing that. But we can't think, oh, well, I'm on the Republican side, so everything's great now. We were just talking about and break a guy like Dan Crenshaw, who pretends to be a Republican, but then he goes around, you know, promoting war between Russia and Ukraine and saying we need to send Javelin. You know, he actually named he named the weapon by name, owned by companies like Raytheon, made by companies like Boeing, like Lockheed Martin, the same military industrial complex, all owned by BlackRock, who's in partnership with the World Economic Forum. That's why he's going. It's an obvious conflict of interest. If these politicians, I was saying to you in the break too, if Biden wants to go to war with China, you know what we should do? Our congressmen and women should get a backbone, amend the Constitution so that our president, if he wants to go to war, the United States president, he has to be on the front line. And these UN, all these UN nations and World Economic Forum and NATO, all these world organizations that have all of these countries, they should make amendments too that say, if you want to be part of our fun organization of elites here, country, so that your leader, if your leader wants to go to war, then they have to fight on the front lines and not send my American dad or my American brother to go die for the military industrial complex or the globalist, you know, agenda. That's what I think. Let's get an amendment. Send Biden to war. Do you think he's going to want to go to war with China? If that amendment were to happen, it would stop. He'd stop all this language against Russia. He'd stop all this language against China, against the Middle East. You better believe war would end and our American boys would stop dying in vain.
Yeah, you talk about putting skin in the game. We got about a minute and a half left here, John, and I do want to address one of the key headlines that you have at AmericanFaith.com, and that is the Canadian government just ordered $500 million worth of monkeypox vaccine. What do they know that we don't?
Strange to me, they $434 million worth U.S. money of monkeypox vaccine, even though the country's only reporting just over 1,000 cases. It's weird, and the WHO says that outbreak is on a downward trend, and nevertheless, they're investing hundreds of millions of dollars into this monkeypox vaccine that's got all kinds of problems. I mean, the insert itself says that heart problems of special interest occur in 1 in 75 vaccine recipients of this monkeypox vaccine. So what I think is going on is this is all part of the you'll own nothing, you'll be happy, great reset. The World Economic Forum is pro-depopulation. I think this is a depopulation device. Just my opinion. It's just crazy what's going on. Why are we pushing this vaccine if it's on a the monkeypox disease is on a downward trend?
seems like a desperate move by the Canadian government, if that's their desire. But you'll keep us abreast. I'm sure you will. John Fleetwood, Managing Editor for American Faith. Thank you, John.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Friday, the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier and ships from its strike group docked at a naval base in the southern port city of Busan ahead of joint drills with South Korean forces. North Korea has announced previous U.S. military deployments and joint drills as rehearsals for war and proof of hostile policies by Washington and Seoul. The CDC is reporting 4.4 million Americans have rolled up their sleeves for the updated COVID-19 booster shot. Thursday, public health experts discounted President Biden's recent remark that the pandemic is over. Mississippi's former welfare director, John Davis, a key figure in Mississippi's welfare spending scandal, has pled guilty to federal fraud charges. Mr. Davis directed Mississippi's welfare money to projects it probably should not have gone to. This includes a new volleyball facility requested by former NFL quarterback Brett Favre. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Continue to hear, sadly, of suicides that are taking place amongst our vets, those that have done everything for us, you know, for us to enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy today, and we're losing them. And numbers that were reported before were 20 to 22 per day. Our American vets, Cole Lyle is going to be joining us in just a moment, USMC Afghanistan veteran, Semper Fi, my brother, and the executive director of AWP's Veteran Relations Branch Mission Roll Call. Drawing from his own experience in the Marine Corps, Lyle helps veterans get the support and services they need. And what we're bringing to note here is that the VA itself, the VA report itself, is neglecting suicide data. Cole, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Semper Fi, as I say, from one former Marine to another.
Semper Fi, brother.
You know, brother, I'll tell you, I love what you're doing here for the Brotherhood and, you know, helping our vets. And I've heard suicide rates, and we've been reporting on this over the years, you know, somewhere around 20 to 22. But you say this report now from the VA is neglecting the suicide data. Help us understand, you know, what is happening with this data that, you know, right now is showing this the lowest rate since 2006. What's going on here?
Yeah, so it's important to put into context, right, that, you know, the VA reports every year on suicide prevention numbers rates for different subgroups and demographics. But the bottom line is the number that everybody hears used to be 22 veterans a day were taking their own life. VA came out a few years ago and said that number had decreased to 20. And then this year they released a report that said that the number was about 17 and that it had actually lowered in 2020, which I found baffling even before the Operation Deep Dive study came out, because as we all know, 2020 included a lot of increases in overdose deaths, mental health problems, isolation. Mm-hmm. When you look at the way the VA collects data, they get their data from the states, and states don't uniformly identify people as veterans, because the Department of Defense doesn't give local coroners a resource to verify somebody's former service, right? Mm-hmm. And so the states don't have a uniform system to report it to the CDC, and the CDC is where the VA gets their numbers from. On top of that, the VA doesn't actually count what is called self-injury mortality, which is like an accidental overdose or maybe not an accidental overdose in their numbers for suicide. So Operation Deep Dive was a study that was done using the DOD's data to verify former service member status, and included self-injury mortality because, it is important to include that to get a holistic picture, because, frankly, not everybody that takes that makes that decision is going to do it using a firearm or another method. Mm-hmm. Some people will just, exactly. Take a lot of pills, and that's how they accomplish, what they want to do. So,
well, and that's the other thing too that I've been wondering, Cole, just because you brought it up right now regarding fentanyl. As pervasive as fentanyl, it seems to be a pretty effective, lethal way to take yourself out. And so that would contribute to self-injury mortality, would it not?
Absolutely. And I think, I have a friend that's a police officer in Texas, and he made the comment that a lot of the regular, drugs that somebody can buy off the street now are cut with fentanyl. So if somebody is suffering and going through, pain, and they buy drugs because, maybe they're trying to get out of it, they don't use the VA, it can be more dangerous now because it's cut with fentanyl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I figured as much. I mean, that would seem to make sense, because look at, depression is a horrific thing to deal with. You can only imagine. And for those who have gone through it, they will be the first to tell you that is a dark place they never want to go back to again.
Let me cut in there real quick, because it's also important to understand that not all suicide is a result of a diagnosed mental health issue like depression or post-traumatic stress. The American public has a kind of a skewed perception on veterans. They either think they're kind of special operations, Navy SEAL types, or, veterans are broken and dysfunctional and have these mental health issues. The reality is 11 to 20% roughly of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans have been diagnosed with a mental health condition. Now, the undiagnosed veterans, that number could be higher, but still it's a minority of veterans that have mental health conditions. What leads somebody to make that decision can be a conglomerate, and oftentimes is, of, acute financial stress, relationship stress, unemployment, not having a peer support group. So it's important that we look at this problem differently, and this is what we've been arguing to the VA. You have to fundamentally look at suicide differently than you do. They look at it through the lens of mental health, and so it's inevitably reactionary. They say, call the Veteran Crisis Line if you're already in crisis. Reach out to a mental health provider if you're having these issues. What we want to do is catch the veterans before they get to that point where they might be having an issue unrelated to mental health, but they're just struggling in life, right? And we want to catch them before they get to that point and start spiraling down that path.
Right. Well, that's a great point, Cole, and thank you for, bringing that to the front here, because, this is why you're on, is to help us understand what's going on. So what else? We've got about 3.5 minutes left. What else did you discover on this deep dive study?
Well, another huge problem is that some veterans in the Guard and Reserve are not counted as veterans per the legal definition. And so there's a lot of people that, that serve in the Guard and Reserve. The suicide rates are actually significantly higher amongst those populations than people who served on active duty. We also found that the longer one was in the military, the less likely they are they'll take their own life. If they received a demotion in the military, they're like 56% more likely to be suicidal at some point. So we did find some key studies. If listeners go to missionrollcall.org, we've got recent research up there. You can go to America's Warrior Partnership. That's where the Operation Deep Dive study actually is. But for veterans and people listening, if they want to help Mission Roll Call, our number one goal is suicide prevention, and we advocate to Congress and the VA and the White House to try to improve the quality of life so that we can catch those veterans upstream. If you go to missionrollcall.org and sign up for our text and email polls, we routinely send out polls about policies under consideration by those organizations I mentioned, and we give that feedback directly to them as they're deliberating so that hopefully we can get better policy from D.C. that will improve the quality of life for veterans across the country.
Cole, again, remind me, America's Warrior, that site that had the report?
Yeah, America's Warrior Partnership. If you Google America's Warrior Partnership, you can just Google Operation Deep Dive, and it'll be the number one thing that pops up. Mission Roll Call, we have a separate site for Mission Roll Call. But we actually did just conduct a national research poll of 2,000 American citizens about their perspectives on veteran and veteran policy. And that's also something to take a look at because there's some interesting stuff from that.
What else can we do, Cole, to help out, to come alongside this effort?
Well, I think because what we've mentioned, we've already talked about, 80% of veterans have an immediate family member that served, meaning that military service is becoming a family business. Less and less American citizens have a touch point into these issues of veterans. So the number one thing is just get to know a veteran, right? It doesn't have to be a lot of time, but maybe donate a couple hours a month to a local veteran service organization. Get to know a veteran, get to know their stories, their struggles. And maybe, you know, if they're having an issue, refer them to an organization in your community. It doesn't necessarily have to be a veteran service organization, but an organization that helps them. And then, you know, if it's right, go ahead and advocate to your member of Congress. Call them and say, hey, you know, we need you to fix this particular problem. Just keep track of it. And I think that's the most direct way that people can get involved. Of course, you can donate to organizations that are doing good work as well. But I think those are the two most simple ways that one can help that don't require a lot of time or money. But just get to know a veteran in your community, either through an organization or, you know, a friend or family member.
Exactly. Cole Lyle, thank you for being with us. Cole is a Marine Corps Afghanistan veteran, executive director of AWP's Veteran Relations Branch.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Quit looking, go be one, huh? And remember, it all starts with repentance. We've got to get these bonfires of repentance and revival ignited from north, south, east, and west, and not just in America, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes we're so America-centric that we forget that, you know, what God has blessed us with, it's not for us to contain within our own boundaries. It's to be that light to a, that shining light to a dark world. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got Dr. Danny Huerta joining us. He's focused on the family. He's parenting expert, counselor, and father of two, and he always brings up all kinds of great advice and encouragement whenever we have him on the show. Hey, Danny, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, good to be with you, Bill. Doing well. Thank you.
Hey, before we talk about sleep deprivation, can we talk about another important day that's on our hearts, and that is coming up the first week of October, Bring Your Bible to School Day, huh?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, that's last year we had 590,000 households sign up for it, and it's an opportunity for kids all around the nation to stand courageously and let other people know about their faith in Christ and their faith in God's Word. And we had many great stories over social media last year and throughout the different schools, and certainly some pushback in some schools to some kids, and we were able to give them some materials to help them know and navigate their rights and the way that they can articulate it in a loving way within the school system.
And one of the biggest lies is that you're not allowed to bring your Bible to school, right?
Right. Yeah, you can bring God's Word. You have the freedom to do that. And student-led, you can do any of those things. And we love hearing about the groups of kids get together and read God's Word out loud during that day. And I remember one guy that one high schooler, he said he started bringing his Bible to school a few years back and continued to do it every day of the year and would just put it on his desk to open up conversation, life-giving conversation with others. And he continued to do that in college, found it to be a great conversation piece and an opportunity to share his faith with others.
Well, and some of the kids are realizing it is a shield of faith unto itself, and especially in an environment, as we're learning, the educational environments are such that they become indoctrination centers, and you know, the kind of things that they want kids to embrace, you know, that have nothing to do with reading, writing, and arithmetic. Danny, this is very dangerous times, and God Himself says that He will contend with those that contend with you, and our kids are finding out firsthand that God is faithful to His word, aren't they?
Oh, they are. I mean, all around the globe, really. Just God is right there. We just need to pay attention and lean into Him and be obedient, and He will take care of us. And He says the safety spiritually will always be there, not always physically. And we just need to be ready for whatever's there, knowing that God will be with us regardless of what's in front of us. And, Bill, one thing that's really incredible with this is, so we'll have an event that day, October 6th. It'll be a live event. I'll be talking about all the different creative ways that the kids brought their Bible to school and shared it with other people. And it's a starting point for the Live It Challenges. Those are monthly Live Your Faith challenges that you can do as a family. And sign up for that. And every month you'll get new ideas and new ways to live out your faith together as a family, because it begins in the home. And
exactly.
How you live out your home and your culture in your home, and how you are a light, a life-giving light to those around you.
I love that. What a great idea, Danny, that you guys come up with and focus on the family, because, you know, that brings the family together. It gives you something to focus on, even if it's just once a week that you're talking about it. That can make a huge difference, can't it?
Oh, it can. Routine is so, so important. And kids will remember it. They'll look forward to it. Sometimes we'll incorporate it into our weekly family celebration time. We'll have some time reading God's Word together and just talk about it and look for creative ways to that God showed up during the week that we were able to see. And many times we don't see it because we're too busy, but God's always there. And I want to remind that my kids that we're not inviting Him in. He's constantly inviting us, and we need to stop ourselves and really catch up to where God's at.
And you might be surprised. I mean, I can tell you just from personal experience, my number two son, in his early years, is he was my shadow. He was my mini-me and always hanging around me. And at this one point in my life, I was really focusing on scripture memory, right? And so in the car, I had a post-it note with you know, whatever the scripture of the week that I was memorizing. And it's amazing to this day, Mike's, he's 46 now. He still remembers that verse. You know, he remembers that verse, and it makes me smile. And I say that as an encouragement to parents that you really sometimes you don't know what impact you're going to have. But when it comes to things of God, they are supernatural. They are anointed. God sanctifies them and empowers them. And they are deposited into the minds of your children in ways you can't even imagine. So October the 6th, bring your Bible to school day. And all the information is right there at Focus on the Family, where they can sign up and we can demonstrate an even bigger commitment. I mean, 590,327 households last year. That's awesome, Danny. And that's been increasing every year. And we'd like to, you know, if I might be greedy, I'd like to see a million. You know, I'd see that number get up to a million this year. I mean, because we need a lot more than a million, but that's a good start, right?
That's a great start. We have right now signups are 30% higher than they were last year at this time, and so we're encouraged by that. Make sure to sign up so that we can count that and be able to say, yeah, a million households signed up. We want to make sure the numbers are solid, and we need that. We need you to register in order to get that, and then you'll get the texts and the emails helping you engage with the Live It Challenges and know about the event on October 6th.
Yeah, because it's all about your kids, ladies and gentlemen. It's the very souls of your kids, your family, the people that they can impact in their orbit, the areas of influence. I mean, and what a positive way. Better than TikTok, better than any other social media. This is a godly connection that will pay dividends beyond you could imagine. Right, Danny?
Oh, yes. And, Bill, you know what? Yeah. The T-shirts that the team came up with are amazing. It passed my team's test. The 19, 17-year-old said, man, they did a great job on these T-shirts, a light bulb, and it has the verse, His word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Yeah, that's the verse,
Psalm 119.
Verse for this year. And water bottle stickers as well, Bill. Everybody loves those.
Oh, hey, we got to get everybody covered, so get involved. FocusOnTheFamily.com, right, Danny?
Yes, and bringyourbible.org is the fastest way to get there. Bringyourbible.org.
Make sure you sign up, get registered there, take advantage of all the services that will be available that will help you beyond October the 6th, that will really, really germinate that seed that you're going to plant on October the 6th. And then next year we can be talking about all the great miraculous things that happened in your family with your children because they committed to bring their Bible to school on that day. Danny, 3 minutes left, and I want to talk about sleep deprivation, okay, and how it's impacting our kids. This is according to a recent study. You found that sleep-deprived children may be neurologically undeveloped, right? Underdeveloped?
Underdeveloped, yeah. What happens if our kids don't get enough sleep, memory gets impacted, intelligence is lower, depression is higher, anxiety is higher, impulsivity. And an interesting one that has come out of other studies as well is that empathy it goes down and selfishness goes up if your children have not slept enough. And what was fascinating to me is if parents don't get in the right amount of sleep, the 7 to 9 hours, their satisfaction and quality of life goes down. Their mental health is better when they're in that 7 to 9 hour range, and not the percentage of parents that reach that 7 to 9 hours is not very high. And so as parents, we need to get our sleep and our kids need to get sleep. It's the regrouping of the party of the day, right? The brain has been doing all kinds of things and it needs to clean everything up and work real hard to reorganize everything to get ready for all the demands it's going to have the following day. And so if you can help your kids picture that, if you go to a birthday party, everything, it was great and everything got disorganized. What if there's another birthday party the next day? What do you need to do? And that's what sleep does. It reorganizes, cleans things up. It cleans your body, regenerates the brain. The more kids understand that, the more they're able to make that good decision to go to bed a little earlier. So guard that 1 hour before bedtime. No screens, just kind of really connect, have relational time. And some parents find that magnesium a good way to just relax the body because it's hard to just shut everything off and go to sleep sometimes.
Yes. Well, and you got to, and it takes practice too, right? Because if you're used to being revved up and being stimulated by screens and other stimulants that keep you awake, but as you, at least I found, as I've been able to settle in, and you know, it's also a good way to close the day and thank the Father for the great gift of sleep, right? I mean, this is a wonder. God gives us rest, and He wants us to be at peace and to enjoy our rest, because that's when our very souls are restored, are they not? As we, you know, as He says that He shepherds us, you know, along the way that we may enjoy rest, right?
That's right. That's right. Let's take that time to regroup, connect with our Heavenly Father in our brain, and know that teens really need that sleep. Otherwise, they suffer in the mental health area. So for more information, come to FocusOnParenting.com. FocusOnParenting.com. We'll continue to put more articles on practical ways that you can create a culture that learns how to rest and also pursue God's Word.
And don't forget, October the 6th, Bring Your Bible to School Day. And the website, one more time, Dr. Danny Huerta?
Yeah, bringyourbible.com or bringyourbible.org. Either way, you'll get there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Has your body